that. In other words, really you have to be six amis away from the tachton mizbeach. Rashi Adilma, lesmichas ritzpas tachtoina de mizbeach nokit lo. It means to say where the bottom of the mizbeach really is, four amis down there from there on the plank. Levad mi yisoid v'soiviv shu sheish koydim lesmichas gagoy. So really means to say whoever reached the last six amis of the kevish. Because the last two amas of the kevish, that was overlapping the yam of the yisoid and the yam of the soiviv. So the last two amas here is not called part of the four amas. It means four amas of the kevish before it reaches the mizbeach. So together it means six amas. That was a...
So they said, the Dilma, Bami Yami, you said, Yami, say, they take you, as this are pop of life by a take you. Does it mean the last six amis, or only the last mamish four amis? Right. Vim hoyo shnayim shovim, if two of them met there, Mamun Amalem had sviyu. Hey, so if two of them ran up there, and both of them got to the last dalar am at the same time, so we don't know what to do, so now they have to make a piece. Tona, what do we tell them to do? Hoy tziyu espiyasechim. So everybody should put out a finger. Like Rashi before said, now we don't only take these last two or the last five kanim that wanted, but now we take all the kanim here, all the kanim of the Beis Av, we make now a regular pious. We make like a regular girl to choose now which one to do the avoid of the Truma Tadeshin. So Tono, it's you as Pesachim, the minion, that put out your fingers. Today we should go and count the fingers. Fred Gemara of the Ninil did who? Like we said before, the way they made this girl was, all the kanim got in the circle, and the skan picked the number 100, and he started to count. He had one kohen take off his mitznefes, his hat, and he started to count from that kohen and counted 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. He went around and around till it ended number 100 on this person. So the inyan was, we counted people. So the question is, what do you have to put out your fingers for and count the fingers? Stam, count the people there. Fred Gemara, for the ninul the two, why can't you go and count the kanim that are there? Have the Gemara, Messiah, the Rabbi Yitzchak. It's a riot to Rabbi Yitzchak. The Yomer Rabbi Yitzchak says, "Also limnay says Yisrael, you're not allowed to count the Yid. Afilu l'dvar mitzvah. Even if you want to do the dvar mitzvah, still it's aser. There's a sakon involved. There's an ayin hor involved. You're not allowed to count." The Yisiv, the Posik says, "Vayifkedem bevozik. They counted them bevozik. So Avi Minimis bevozik means they're a kli cheres, a broken kli cheres. So Mashma, that's the way Shaul counted the Yidden." So Drashmi Bebezik, Loshan Shivrei Charsu, means a broken earthly keli. Nota kolechot v'yechot cheres, each one took a broken keli, v'hishtlech lefonav, they threw it in front of Shaul HaMelech, ulmanu acharosim, and he counted the acharosim. So why didn't he count the Yidden himself? Mashmi, not let him count him. For the more maskul or avashi, mimai dahai bevozik, lishna de mivzaku, how do you know v'yifkadein bevozik means he counted the broken kelim? Dilma shmo de masu. Maybe it just means he counted the Klal Yisrael at this city in Bevozik. But how did he count them? He counted each person by himself. So for this pasuk, you wouldn't have a raya also to count the people. Maybe you are allowed to count the people. And Bevozik means he just counted the Klal Yisrael in this city, Bevozik. Kedeshiv, like a pasuk says, Vayimtsu Adonai Bevozik. You see, he was the name of a place, and he was the master of Bevozik. So for this pasuk, you wouldn't have any raya. Elo Meyocha, bring it right from another pasuk. It says, Vayishma Shol Eson. Same parsha later that Shaul heard, and he went to count the Klal Yisrael. So how did he count them? He gave everybody took one teler, one sheep from Shaul's sheep, and then Shaul counted them. So again, he didn't count the Yisraelim, but everybody took a sheep, and then he counted the sheep. So you see, you're not allowed to count the Yidden. Every year took one of the sheep from the king. And they came there and they counted the tloyim. So you see, you're not allowed to count the yidden, you have to count the tloyim. You count something else. And Omer Rebbe Loza, Kol ha-moynes Yisrael, whoever counts Klal Yisrael, oyve b'lav, not just Amos Inyu for Nayin Horo, for Mazikin, but for Amos Alav. Shenem of the Pesach says in Hosea, for ho ye mispa b'nei Yisrael k'chol ha-yoyim, Asher lo yimad, you can't count him. Rav Nachman of Yitzchak Omar, oyve v'shnei lavim, there's two lavim. Shenem, the pasuk ends off there, lo yimad v'lo yisofer. You can't make it an omud. Estimate, you can't count. So you're over two lavim, you can't count the Klal Yisrael. It's not mashalav. For Zadamara, Omar Rabbi Shmuel Banachmeni,
Rabbi Yonis and Rami. Rabbi Yonis and Eskos Tira in the Psukim, in this Pasuk. It's Chorus of Tira in the last Pasuk we had in Hosea. Ksiv, the beginning of the Pasuk says, For ho yamit bar b'nei Yisrael kechol hayom. That the count of the Yiklai Yisrael will be like the chol hayom, like the sand by the sea. But I call upon you, see, there is a count. You see, you are without a count. Who said in the end of the Pasuk says, Asher lo yimad. No, you can't count. But lo yisof, you're not allowed to count. So, Chorus of Tira. Are you allowed to count? You're not allowed to count. Now the Gemara Kasha, Kan bizman she Yisrael oisim mitzvein shemokim. Mashma, then you are allowed to count. Kan bizman she oisim mitzvein shemokim. Then you're not allowed to count. And Rabbi Yomer mishum Abba Yosi ben Distoyi lekashim. It could be like the same before also that it's an inyan from Ayin Hora as from Azikim. So bizman the Klai Yisrael oisim mitzvein shemokim. There is a count. We would know you are allowed to count. Because you don't have to be afraid then of the mazikim. But bizman sheinu es mitzvein shemokim, then you have to be afraid of the mismar, then you're not allowed to count. Rabbi Omar, mishum abe yoisi ben dustoi, lekashi, another terrace to this dira, that kan b'de yodam, kan b'de shemayim. As the beginning of the Pasuk says, v'ho yu mitzvah b'nei yisog kol hayoim, means that's where the Eibishter will count Klai Yisrael. So b'de shemayim, they're allowed to count how many yidin there are. But b'de yodam, us, for us, it's also to count. We can't make a count. We're not allowed to count the Eden. Omar Avni Loi, Baridi, Omar Shmuel, Kivan Shenesmana Odem Parnes Ala Tibur, anytime a person took a job to be like the ruler over the Tibur, is Mesasher, he'll become rich. Why? The Rai is from Shur HaMelech. When he became a Melech, he became rich. Because Mekorik Siv, Ayifka Dein Bevezik. At the beginning it says, how did they count the Eden? Everybody took a broken earthly kli. Poshe is not worth a penny, and they counted them. Well, the Psaif at the end it says, well, the Psaif Ksiv, Vayif Kadem Betzloyim. They all came and everybody took one sheep from Shaul HaMelech, and he counted the sheep. So Mashmi had a tremendous amount of Ashirus, who was very rich. He had a lot of Tloyim. So it's a right that he was very rich. So when he came to Melech, he became very rich. Fred Gemara, but Dilma made it who? Maybe every year he had to take his own Tleh, not that he took from the king. Fred Gemara, him came, my Ravusa de Milsa. So why would the Pasuk have to say it for? Elamai, the Pasuk is telling us some Chiddush here that what? That Shaul was very rich. And therefore everybody took a Tleh from the king. It was a Raya how many Tleh the king had. And the Miri explains that it says that Omar Rabbi Yiloyi Bar Idi Omar Shmuel Kibish Nisman Odom Parnes Halatziba Mesasher, it means that a person becomes a Parnes, takes over, and he acts Bemuna. He does everything truthfully. For the need of doing things b'emuna, he'll be zeichet to have ashirish. Then the Gemara says later, it says in the Pasuk, Vayorev Banochal, and they argued Banochal, in the valley. This is going by after Shaul made the chet, that he didn't kill out all the Amalekim. But Omer Rav Mani, Aliske Nachal, it has something to do with Alochas about a Nachal. What does this mean? That the Shaul, Shaul Malei HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Shaul, at the time when HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Shaul HaMelech, Leich V'Hikesi Es Amalek, go and kill out all the Amalekim. Omar, Shaul said to himself, like Uman Nefesh Achas, Madech for one soul, Omru Torah, Habo Eglarufom, that if you find a mace outside the city, you don't know which city he came from, or outside the city, you don't know who killed him. The people in the city have to bring an Eglarufom, and the loch of an Eglaruf is, has to do with an Achal, that's the possible of a year of an Achal, it has to bring an Eglarufom by the Nachal, is Kol HaNefoshes Halolu, Halachas kama v'kama, like for sure I don't have to kill out all the Amalekim. It's too much. Vayter Shaul said, V'yemodom choto beheima machote. If the person, if the men did a chet to Amalekim, they would bear to us. What did the behemoths do? So I don't have to kill out all the behemoths. V'yin gedolim choto ketanim machoto. And if the gedolim, the big ones, did a chet, what did the ketanim do? Is Yotzo Baskel Baskel come out to Yomulo and told to Shaul HaMelech, Al ti tzadek harbi. Don't be a tzaddik harbi. In other words, at the time when you're supposed to be an achzori, when Hashem wants you to kill all the malekim, it's no good now to be a tzaddik. And if I cared, uvishor shomul asher ledoig, soiv ato upoga b'kahanim. When Shaul HaMelech told Doig to kill out the noiv ira kahanim, then he was an achzori, is yotza baskel v'yomer, baskel came out from the shemaim and said, al tirsha harbi, fakert, don't be a rosha. More weiter. Omer Afuna, Kama Doloi Choli, Voloi Margish Gavro, Demori Siyua. Like how good off a person is that doesn't have to worry about things if HaKadosh Baruch Hu helps them out. He's tomorrow see you ahead the Aksiyata Dishmaya. So Rashi explains, Kama loy cholav le magish gavra demore siyaya means Kama somach muftach. How much a person can be somach relying and have bitachon in Hashem. The entzorach lit lois v'ligoy. He doesn't have to worry about things. Mikol ro. It means Misha Kodesh Baruch Hu be'ezra. If somebody Hashem helps, he doesn't have to be worried about bad things happening to him. Shorei metzinu sho'ol nirsha b'yachas. Sho'ol HaMelech did one chet v'yolsa le ro. And because of this one chet that happened to him, he had a gzad din to be mace, and levato machusoy, his malchus was taken away from him. Ma'ashen ken vayst this dovid ha-melech that had siyata d'shmaya, even though he was nichshal b'shtayim, he did two chatoyim, lo yoslo l'ro, the two chatoyim did not take away his malchus from him. And the Mashal explains, like, what's the pshat? Like, why does this person Hashem like this one not? So Mashal explains the pshat was that by dovid ha-melech it says he was moida that he did the chatoyim. And he did tshuva. So since he did tshuva shleima, Kodesh Baruch Hu was mekabel him, therefore the ra didn't cause anything bad to happen to him. Ma'ashenken by Shurub is never brought down that he did tshuva, he was moida, he admitted that he did wrong. Therefore, Vaisis, the ra was too bad, it didn't help. Some want to say the pshat was that the ra by Shurub was a ra in the Malchus. In other words, there Kodesh Baruch Hu told him as a melech, go and kill out all the Amalekim. And he didn't do it, that was the pagam in the Malchus. Therefore, his Malchus was taken away from him. Now the Gemara explains, Shol ba'achas mahi, what's the case, what chet did Shol do? Maisa di Agag, this maisa that he didn't kill out the king of the Amalek, Agag. For the Gemara v'iko, maisa di noiv yura kahanim, he also did the chet later that he had this whole city of Kahanim killed out. Have the Gemara ba'amaisa di Agag sir, but after it says that Hashem took away his Malchus, was because of this chet that he did not kill the king of Amalek. Because the pasuk says, Nichamti ki imlachti yeshor lemelech. On this inin that he did not kill out Melech Agag. Vayta David bishtayim, David did two chatoyim. Ma ninu, what are these two things? The Uriah, one thing is that he had Uriah killed. Or the Asosa, and that he counted Klai Yisrael, the end of his years, he counted Klai Yisrael. And because that he counted them, a dever, a plague came upon them. So these were the two chatoyim that he had. And his Malchus, though, was not taken away from him. For the Gemara of Uiko Nami Maisa de Basheva, I was also the chet of the Maisa of Basheva. And the Gemara Hosa Mifroyu Minei. There he got his punishment back right away. So therefore, like he had his Chuvis Kapor right away, nothing bad else happened to him. The Sir, like the Postic says, the Yes Hakibso Yeshalim Arbatoyim. In other words, for the Kevis, he'll be paid back four times. And the Gemara Darshan's means Yelid, his first son died. Amnon Tomer, the Maisa with Amnon and Tomer, the Avshalom, and the Maisa with Avshalom. This was Dovid HaMelech's Oynish. So because of this Chet, he got his Oynish. It's because of the Chet of Basheva, he got his Oynish. Therefore, we don't count this. For the Gemara Mhosom Nami Yifrominei, for the first Chatoy Mosul, he got punished. Like the Pasuk says, V'yitin Hashem Dever, B'Yisrael Mehabokor, V'yad Eis Moid. You see, also they had a punishment there. And the Gemara, Hosom Layifro Migufay. There, nothing happened to the goof to the body of Dovid HaMelech. Only a plague came upon the animals. For the Gemara, no. Hosom Nami Layifro Migufay. Hey, so for the Chet of Basheva, also we don't find anything happened to the actual goof of Dovid HaMelech. It only says that, like, the son died of Shalom and Tomer and Amnon, but doesn't say anything happened to the goof of Dovid HaMelech. And the Gemara, no. It's not true. Hitaka had punishment. His body got an oynish. The Yomar Rav Yudam Arav. Shisha Chadoshim Nitzara David. For 6 months, David HaMelech was a Mitzorah. A Mitzorah came upon his body. Opirshu Hemenu Sanhedrin. The Sanhedrin went away from him. Venistalko Hemenu Shechina. And the Shechina also went away from David HaMelech for 6 months. The Yechsiv, the Posik says, Yoshuvuli Yirayecho. He's let them return to me, those who fear you. In other words, like, let Dovid HaMelech now return to you. Another pasuk says, Hashiv Ali Sason Yishecho. As also, let him return to me. In other words, Mashma Dovid HaMelech, the Shechina went away from him, and now, like Hashem is saying, let him return to me. For the Gemara Ivi Omar Rav, Kibul Dovid Loshin Hora. Dovid did another chet, he was Makabal Loshin Hora. So, where says our Gemara now goes to Shmuel? The Yom Aloy Kibul David Loshin Hora. No, David was not Mekabel, did not accept the Loshin Hora. And Rashi says, always the Lashon Hara, al mi pi boishes, mi pi tziva, hey, tziva said over bad things about mi pi boishes. So the Shalot, did David accept that? Or not? So Gemara says, now we go according to Shmuel that says, la kibu dover Lashon Hara. For the Gemara, will arav na mi diyoma kibu dover Lashon Hara. Ho Ephraim minei, he also got his punishment. So like this would be another terror. Since he got his own punishment, he got a kapora from it. The Yom Rav Yudom Arav, Bishor Shom Aloy Dovid Limi Pivoshis, at the time when Dovid HaMelech told me Pivoshis, or Marty, I'm telling you, Atovit Sivi Techloik Es HaSoda, you should make a chluk in this soda, is Yotso Basko V'yomru Loi, a Basko came out and said to him, Ruchovim V'yirovim Yachloku Es HaMalchus. Like Rashi said, this was like a midah connected midah. He wanted to take away the chelik from him, so Hashem took away a part of his chelik from his malchus. The Moses writer says in the Posik, Ben Shona Shol B'molchoi. So 1 year Shol was with his kingdom. Is Omar Afuna ke Ben Shona Shloitoin Tamchet. He was like a 1-year-old kid that didn't do any chet yet. Ma'askev lo Rav Nachman Rav Yitzchok. He asked the question, V'yema, why don't you say like this? It means ke Ben Shona, he was like a 1-year-old Shemaluch Loch Betit, Uvitsoya, Dafaket, he did a lot of chatoim. He was full of dirt. So this is the way Rav Nachman asked the Kasher. Rav Nachman asked him, how do you know Tadashin is possible with Tzara Toiv? Maybe it means a Tzara Ra. So Gemara says, it's Chavaleh Rav Nachman, Siyuta Becholme. Rav Nachman had a dream that night, and Siyuta Becholme means he saw like a bad malach, a frightening malach in his dream. Is Omar, so he said, Neneisi Lechem Atzmei Shol Ben Kish. Like, forgive me, show what I said. In other words, I say I'm wrong. I shouldn't dash in the Pasuk Lera, but rather Ben Shono, Shoba Molcha means he was clean like one kid, he didn't do any chatoim. That is in the Neitz Lechem, Atzme Shol Ben Kish. Hoda Chosus Yutu B'chom. It happened again that Rav Nachman saw another frightening dream. His Omri said, Neitz Lechem, Atzme Shol Ben Kish, Melech Yisrael. His pardon me, or Shol Ben Kish, Melech Yisrael. And then it stopped. So you see, partially it was Mashmo Tzara Toiv, that he was a tzaddik before. Just this one chet he did, like Gemara says, as Melech Agag. Omer Rav Yudom HaShmuel, Mifnei Ma Lo Nimshecho Malchus Beishol. How come the kingdom of Shol didn't continue? So Gemara says, Mifnei Shlohoi Yeboi Shum Doifi. There was nothing wrong with his mishpacha. There was no pegam in his mishpacha. It was a complete royal mishpacha-like. So therefore, like we'll soon see, he had gaiva, nothing to take him down. The Yomar Rabbi Yechnut, Mishum Rabbi Shimon ben Yoitzadik, Ein Mamidin Parnes al Tzibur, you're not supposed to put a Parnes, a ruler, over the Tzibur, El Im Kem Kupa Shel Shrotzim, Tulu Yiloi Miachuruf. Like a Moshe, he has a basket full of Shrotzim hanging in the back of him. In other words, there has to be some Pkam in the Mishpacha, something wrong with the Mishpacha. So now the Gemara says, Shim Tesuach Dait Yolov, if it's going to become a big Baal Gaivinik, to like make himself high, so Oymrulai, we could tell him, Chozali Acharecha, looking back at you, look at your mishpacha, there's a pagam in your mishpacha. So if we have something to take away his gaiva, then it'll be Mekayim. But if not, we're afraid to become a Bagaivinik, and that's no good. And Amr Rav Yudu Amar Rav, Mifnei Ma Nena Shol. Why would Shol get his Einish? Mifnei Shemochal Al Kvoidi. Because he was Moichel, he forgave his own covet, and that's not right. To be a Melech, you can't be Moichel al Kvoidi. So Rai wasn't Roy for the Malchus. Like Rashi says, Kupish shal Shrotzim in Doifi Mishpacha, something wrong with the Mishpacha. Nena Shol, the question is, Lovel de Dover Shol of Litim and Malchus. Like, how, what did he do wrong that lady could do such a chet that the Malchus should be taken away from him? Vivnesha Mitchilas Malchus of Trashi, Moichel al Kvoidi. He was Moichel al Kvoidi. Vigilo al Atzmoy Shane Kedai Lemelech. And he showed upon himself he's not royal to have the kingdom. Where was the Maestro that was Mechel HaKvoidoi? Shinema, the Posik says, more said like the Posik says, Uvnei V'liyal Omru, Mayay Shienu Zil, and he said, how can he help us? Vayiv Zuhu, and the Mavazah that they made not fun of him. Loi Heviyu Loi Mincho V'hi Kamachrish, and still Shol just kept quiet, he was Mechel HaKvoidoi, so that wasn't good. Then another post says, Vayal, Noch Hashemoini, Vayichan al Yovesh Gilot. Then the Gemara goes on, Vayom Reb Yechanon, Mishim Reb Shim Ben Yoitzodik, that Kol Talmud Chochom, She'enoi Noikim Venoiter, he doesn't take back Nekom, he doesn't take back revenge.
or if a notary doesn't show his eva, his hatred, in his lave, is kenochus, like a snake, ain't a Tamas Chochem. He's not called a Tamas Chochem. So that really goes back like to Shaul HaMelech. If you're a Melech, you're not allowed to be Meichel al Kvoidoi. If somebody did something bad to you, you should have Nekom, or you should have been a notar. For the Gemara Ivo Aksiv, the Pasuk says, Loisikam v'loisitar. What do you mean you should do it? The Torah says clearly, don't take revenge. Don't be Loisitar. And the Gemara, who be Mammon who deceive? That the Torah is talking about not to take revenge, that's talking about inyone of mamnis, of money. The Tanya, we learned like this in the Braisa. Eizuhi nekima, what's called nekama, taking revenge. V'eizuhu netira, what's called taking netira. Nekama, what does nekama mean? Omaloi hashilenu negalcho. He said, lend me your knife. Omaloi, love? I said, no, I'm not going to lend it to you. Lamocha, tomorrow, Omaloi, like you used to ask me, Omaloi, who heshiloni kadumcho? You ask me now, lend me my hammer. Oh, my loy, you answer back, no, I'm not going to lend it to you. The same way you didn't lend me yesterday, I'm not going to lend you today. That's called nekama. Zuhi nekama, that's called taking revenge. V'yezuhu netira, what's called a stam bear a grudge upon you? Oh, my loy, I ask you like this, hashilene kadumecha, please lend me your hammer. Oh, my loy, you answer me, loy, no, I'm not going to lend it to you. L'mocha tomorrow, oh, my loy, hashilene chalukcha, like you ask me, I should lend you my coat. Or my lawyer, I answer back to you. Heloch, take it. Any kamoish, I'm not like you. Shlohi shaltoni. That you didn't lend me, but I'm not like you, I'll lend you. Zuhi netira. That's called taking the tira, that's called having a grudge. You're not allowed to do this. And in yoni mumnis, takachur, anything to get to mumnis, to money, you're not allowed to. Vitzara the gufa loy. Mashenkin, if somebody gives you tzara the gufa, that's no. There you are allowed to take nekama and the tira. Like the Moses asked like a question really now. Is it true what you're saying now, Vitzara the Gufaloi? Like you're saying only by mumnis you have the Isser. But if somebody hurts your feelings, you don't have this Isser. For a time you learned, Tane Elvin, Viena Olvin, if somebody insults you and you don't insult them back, Shemim Cherposon, Viena Mashivim, you ask somebody to say something bad about you and you don't answer them back. Oisim Meyavo Smechim Yisurim, people do things with love and are happy with Yisurim, Aleim Akosovimer, and this the Pasuk says, V'yoyavov k'tseis ha-shemesh v'gvurosoi. That's a very nice thing to do. So you see, even tzara de gufa, it's a nice thing, even though somebody says something bad to you, to hold it back and not to have a grudge upon him. So Mor says, L'yoylam d'nokat le'belive. So there it is, even though you don't answer him back, but in your lave, in your heart, you take a bear a grudge. You take a want to take nekama in your lave, in your heart. I've all my rovo. That it's a good inyan to be mavra midoisa, to look over, even though somebody did something bad to you, look it over and don't bear a grudge upon him. Mashm, even in your heart, you should not bear a grudge upon him, even though he did something bad to you, but tzara de gufa. So Gemara says, the mafais salei mafais. If the person came and like asked you to be meichel him, he said he's sorry, then true, then it's an inyan to be mavra midoisa. The master of the person did not come to ask you, he did not say he's sorry, then believe boy, you're always allowed to bear a grudge if he did something tzara the gufa to you. Alright, we'll stop here. Yehon Nafchav Gimel. Last Gemara, also last Gemara. The Shalom the Gemara, what the Gemara said, that Kol Tamas Chacham.